What's up, Big Low?
What's up, Lolo?
What's up, Big Low?
don't hear you.
Connecting to
almost. Oh, surprise.
Almost.
Oh, weird.
Surprise, surprise. His internet isn't working.
Oh, well, suck
there
it.
There you go. There you go.
No, you suck it. You suck it.
Are you laying on one of those, like, you know,
what was that thing in his house?
Body energy healing.
Yeah, what was that body?
We went
to Logan's house and it was like 100 body energy mats and drinks. And
it was
health.
Unreal.
I mean, you have to be you have to be very healthy, right?
No,
you're not healthy. It doesn't work.
Well, here's the deal. I don't remember if I've ever told you this, but I don't find life too precious. I'm looking for maybe 10 more years, I'll be sad. However, everything that I seem to like doing is only going to prolong that. And I feel terrible.
Oh, no. Shit. That sucks. Like, you are actually, the things that you enjoy are causing unjoy, but they cause your joy and unjoy.
Well, it's just going to prolong my life, and I just really hate that.
So, okay, let me get this straight. You only think you're going to live another decade or so.
No. And I only
want to live. He might live another 50 years. He might live 100 years. Who knows?
But somewhere along the way,
he's fit.
You picked up on these certain things that you enjoy
doing. I call
them
woo-woo.
Just so happened to be. What, you know, health and wellness items.
Self-care is the category.
Self-care that are not cheap.
No.
They're not cheap by any means.
No.
That mat you bought was what, like $400,000?
A little bit less than that, but.
Close. I was in the neighborhood.
The things that you decided that you like are the things that are supposed to make you live longer.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I'm just a tragic character, I guess.
So if somebody only wants to live another 10 years or less, they usually turn to more drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, to just kill yourself, you know.
Never really done drugs.
Yeah.
Stopped drinking years ago. Mm-hmm. I go to bed early. I love going to spin class. Mm-hmm. I stopped eating meat, and I'm mostly vegan, not fully vegan, but mostly vegan. And yeah. It's just terrible.
And one of the downsides, one of the side effects, unfortunately, is prolonged life.
Long life, yeah. I guess I can hope for a car crash or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need like a nuclear bomb to drop or something in the next 10 years.
Yeah, terrorist attack.
But you don't really want other people. You don't really want other people to not have long life, just you.
Or maybe you do. Wouldn't it be better if everybody died?
No. I want that just for myself.
Yeah.
I don't want that for people I care about, but I'm unconcerned about people I don't know.
Okay. So let's figure out how narrow this circle actually is. If everybody you like and know and feel good about was able to have long, healthy lives, but you and everybody else on Earth was completely wiped out, that would be totally fine.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm dead, then who cares? I don't exist anymore.
Right.
But you want us to go on living happy lives even if you're gone, certainly.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so out of the people that he likes, he's thinking if there was a nuclear bomb, if the people he loves and cares about could keep on living, that means there would be a world with 13 people.
Yeah,
people do you actually care about?
I mean, not many.
dozens.
Yeah,
maybe 100 at most.
Oh, at most, yeah.
At most,
with room to spare.
I don't think I have 100 people I like.
Here's what I do. Like, for example, when I'm traveling, when I'm on the airplane, almost the entire time in my head, I'm saying crash. Crash, 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 crash. But I don't do that if I'm traveling with my friends. I would never.
You would never wish that upon those you care about.
I would never chant that if I'm traveling with friends.
Crash. That would be so funny if, like, you're sitting on a plane and nobody you knew was on it, but you were in, let's say you're in the middle of two other people.
Yeah.
And you have on headphones and you don't realize it, but you're out loud. You're saying, crash. You're just saying,
crash.
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 Crash. Your now, thoughts.
I'll say this. I'm with you. I promise you, I've been saying this for years. So I got a life insurance policy on myself probably right as I turned 40 or right before or whatever. And my policy lasts till I'm 65, right? So I really believe that it would be amazing if the day before I turned 65, I died. Because what else do I have to give or learn or do? But nobody that's 64
thinks that when they get there.
But I can. I'm saying, I'm being serious. Like, my kids will be sad, but they'll all be in their at least late 20s or 30s. And what else? I mean, what I need to be 71 and totally like just mentally gone. I mean, my brain is bad now. I mean, it is literally not that good now. Can you imagine 20 years from now? What that mean? I mean, 20 or 30 years from now, like the worst news of my life would be I make it to 65 and a half, no money, and I just die or I have to go into some kind of care where any money that I have, my kids don't get it or anything. Like I think I'd probably like to live longer than 10 years, but if I can make it to 64, unless there was some kind of like serious technology where they improve my body and brain, you know, Elon Musk puts the neurological thing in my brain or something, like, okay, let me keep living. But otherwise, what's the point? I mean, do you see people in their 70s? There's a very small amount that are awesome, doing amazing things, working. Totally. But, I mean, yeah. Our president isn't good shape. He's not in good shape. Our president is not in good shape. So, you want, like, what am I supposed to do? You want me to be doing something that important when I'm 60-something years old? No. You don't want that. Let those 40-year-olds do it.
Yeah,
it's just a use of resources. You're willing to let it go and just let other people have the resources.
I had a hell of a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I quit drinking, nothing. I live healthy. I do everything I can to stay alive, and I live till 78, right? Or I stay on my path. I have fun. I drink. I do some other things. I party. I have a good time. I die at 64. Which one's better? What, I needed that extra 10 years or something? Yeah, what was that 10 years? Of what? I get to see my grandkids, I know, but wouldn't it be better to be like mythological? Like, oh yeah, I know you never met your pawpaw, but he was wild as shit.
Yeah, you're eager to become mythological. Yeah, I want to be that's a mythological positive way to look figure. At it. But versus I want to die. I'm eager to become a myth. I'm just
being mythological is cool.
I just think that as people as time becomes more scarce, then it just becomes more valuable to people. So, you know, like when you are 60, I'm not sure you'll feel the same way.
I don't think that you will, yeah. So, but that, doesn't it come down to a fundament? Logan is one of the more convincing people that I've ever heard that has any stance near this. To be honest, I do have some belief in Logan's sincerity. But I've talked to some other people recently who, you know, they have a point of view that would say, fundamentally living, you know, moment to moment, you know, you can make the argument that it isn't great. I mean, that are some people feel that it's fundamentally, you know, we have a big bias toward existence because we all exist and stuff. So we tend to all say existence is good because we are just on the team of things and people that exist, but they're that nobody gets to make the argument for not existence. And it's like kind of like your evolutionary brain tricks you into thinking you like existing when actually it might actually be a drag. And some people actually think that. Now, I don't. I'm one of the people that feels like every moment you get to live seems quite excitingly cool that you have that. I'm kind of high more that way. But some people think every moment I have to exist kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we don't really understand what existence is either. We think we do, but maybe it's more. Maybe it's something else. You know what I mean? Maybe it's bigger
And there's whole movements that say that's why it's not. And I think it's reasonable to think this way because we obviously have a bias toward existence and don't like to question whether it's good or bad. But, you know, there's whole groups of people and philosophies that say it's not right to have children because they you're causing them to suffer and you should not do that. It's very rude to bring somebody here, basically. Quite rude.
Yeah, I don't buy into that.
Logan, do you think it's rude to the children to have children? You don't get to consent to come here is the point. Like, if you ask your kids, are you glad you're here? They'll probably say yes, but they didn't. You can't run it by them before they get here.
I wouldn't say it's rude, but see, that's the thing. I think that you started that out with saying most people think existence is good or existence is bad. I just think existence is. Mm-hmm. So I'm not placing any sort of, it just is. You can't say good or bad. It just is because everyone's different. So the same exact experiences that you have, getting somebody else those experiences, they could have a completely different outcome. They could feel a completely different way about it. So it doesn't matter. It just is.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's rude to have kids. I think that, once again, it just is. It would be rude to have kids if you're a monster or, you know, if you don't take care of them.
Right. Yeah.
Like, if you think of all the humans that have ever existed, like, you know how you go, oh, I'm glad I didn't live before there were dentists, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, but you would still be glad you were born versus not born, even if you were born, you know, in a very terrible, terrible time. And if you think about most existence of most people, if you could be born into a random time in the last 10,000 years in a random place, do you want to take that ride?
But well, I don't think that that's a fair trade just because you would only think that time period is terrible to live because you experience what this time period. So like you've taken so many things for granted that if you never knew those things, you wouldn't.
Okay, but if you get done with this life and somebody goes, okay, you're going to die now, but you can come back and live another life, and it'll be at a random time in human history at a random location. Or you can just not come back into existence. Would you choose to take another ride? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so that's a real answer. So that's a real opinion. Like, oh, I was born in the 4th century in India. Yes, like, randomly. Is that you want to be?
No.
Right.
That's, you know, if you don't exist and you're going to get called here, you know, who's to say who and where you're going to be? And would that be good or bad to become a human if you were currently not one?
Logan, what do you think happens when we die? Has that changed? Do you think it's total lights out?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't exist.
Just nothing.
Nothing.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Do you give any percentage chance to other things like some religion or spiritual thing or a simulation or
no, there is 0% chance in my mind that anything else happens.
Well, this is what a joyful start to this podcast. First of all, Logan looks like he's in a dungeon. It's the darkest place I've ever seen.
Listen here, butthole. I like mood lighting.
It's moody.
Yeah.
I believe probably more strongly than I ever have that there's definitely more than this. Like, but, this is not, if this is it, it's the worst joke
that's what
in
I'm saying.
All of the universe.
Toby has some pretty negative point of view of existence, it seems.
I think that's a coping.
Because you're saying there must be something else because this can't be it. Because this is so bad.
This is it?
But that's what I'm saying. You're acting like this is bad. Then.
No, I'm saying this is the best I got. So all I know is what is good or bad in this version.
What else
version,
do you need to validate exist, like it's worth existing, at least something?
I mean, I should be able to like travel at the speed of light or do quantum entanglement and understand or like move to different realities or not be this body. Like, this is the body and the person that I got. Like, come on. I mean, come on.
Isn't it great?
Tom Brady got his body and got to do all that. Albert Einstein got to have that brain or like a, you know, like I think it was Devin or me and Dave. Somebody was talking like Can you imagine just one day getting to be in an NFL running back's body? What that would feel like. Imagine waking up tomorrow and you're in an NFL running back's body. Like, just so powerful. Imagine being able to run a 4.4 or faster and just could, you know, bench press under, all, like, but
wouldn't it be better?
I woke up this morning, it was me. It was again.
Toby,
I mean, that's not fair.
There's only one lottery winner. And sometimes no lottery. You're basically wanting everybody to win the lottery, and that's insane.
No, it's not insane. It's not insane if you think of multiple universes and everybody gets a shot in one of them.
And you only want to live in the one where you're the best person who's ever lived.
Why wouldn't I? Why is that bad? That's not bad.
Well, I think that instead of thinking that way, you should just think about the hand you were dealt and make that better. So you mentioned those other... The things that you mentioned were you want to be able to travel at the speed of light,
yes.
Understand quantum entanglement, and then
correct. He wants
bullshit.
To become quantum entangled.
I want to actually be quantum entanglement.
He wants to entangle himself in a
just
quantum
clarify
way.
That. Yeah, yeah. But you're on the right track, Logan.
But well, NFL... Sorry, Logan, go ahead.
Well, I just think that there's... I mean, I can't say that you can be quantum entanglement. I don't even know what that means.
That's what I'm saying. But another universe, you would know what that means.
Uh-huh. You can try to understand what that means. That's something you're able to do. Or, you know, you said your bad body. You can fix that.
No, you can't.
You can.
It doesn't matter any age or any time frame in this realm. I could not have been like a very fast runner or super shredded or healthy.
Absolutely. That's bullshit. So
I couldn't have
once
been
again,
healthy
you just
in
need
this life.
To accept the hand you were dealt and not wish for other things. That's your fault.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was going to say is like an NFL running back. Yes, of course they have a physical advantage, but I'm sure there was a time in their life where they did not feel that way. So is it only a point? Or a period of time that you,
right.
would, you know what I mean?
And I'm just saying that to me, that's just what's impressive or amazing or awesome to me. That's just what I like one of my values. I just think it's amazing. Like, do y'all remember when we were on tour and we were in Cincinnati and the Cincinnati Bearcats football team, university, you know, were on the field or whatever and we were watching them. And I was like, that's just a fairly, at that time, mediocre team. And their athletes looked amazing and just were phenomenal. I was like, well, this flesh suit that we have, I didn't get one of the good ones. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get one of the good ones. And there's been trillions of people that have lived on Earth, and I'm on the lower end of that. Right?
Oh, I disagree. I wouldn't say that you're on the lower end. I think you're probably in the middle. But no. Let me ask you this.
The middle of trillions is still not great.
No, I mean, I don't think you're thinking of it right at all. I think you're in the very high lucky percentage of constructed human beings with mind and body and
you sound racist.
Things, you know. Yeah, right.
What are you saying? So,
well,
you're getting weird,
Toby,
man.
Let me ask, what if you were able to, this is like a monkey's paw situation. You could experience being in the body of an NFL running back, but only on Mondays.
Yeah.
After their games, where I'm sure that they feel terrible on Mondays and probably for half the week.
Yep, that's true. Yes. Well, I'm not talking about the actual physical game, though, but just their physicality or just, maybe I should say a gymnast or something that can do the iron horse or whatever, you know, the iron bar? Is that what it's called? Iron horse?
The ring.
Iron cross.
The iron rings, iron cross. Sorry. The horse is the thing that they do. But I'm just saying, those athletes, like, it still at this stage in history of Earth or whatever, our bodies are still basically the most important thing on Earth. Like, I mean, I know technology is growing and all stuff, but I mean, our bodies are the most important thing on Earth, and mine, out of all the bodies that have ever existed, are in the lowest 1%.
Well,
couple things real quick.
Number one. I love how you say athlete.
Come on.
You say athlete. Do y'all want to say athlete? Do you?
Athletes.
You say athlete.
Athletes.
It's like a three-syllable word for Toby. Athlete.
It's the way you say it.
Well, okay,
I like it. Athlete. Second, athlete. Now, are we talking, are we getting outside of humanity? So, for instance, you say you want to
be an eagle.
Would you rather be a lion? Devin. Would you rather be a lion than Toby?
Yes.
I think it would be an argument that I might would prefer being a whale. I could see whale. I really strongly consider that, and I'm not joking at all. I'm not joking at all. I think being a whale could be a better experience than human. I believe that. And because I think they have high consciousness, are very smart, and they live in like a sensory deprivation tank and sing to one another, have very little predators, very little responsibilities. And I do think they are mentally very, very high and like in a nice meditative state for many years.
Yeah, Matt wants to be a sperm whale for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
Logan?
A big old brain floating in the water with no predators. Come on. No job. Nice. That actually, to do
you're right.
Are you serious?
No, I agree. I totally agree with that. But I think being like a silverback gorilla or something, imagine that power and what you could command and do. And I don't know. That raises another question. What is anxiety to an animal or a whale or a gorilla or a lion or something like that? I think my dogs, like my dog Dottie, she's kind of hyper. And like even when she sleeps, she's kind of shaking a little bit. But I don't think that's anxiety.
Depends on how you define anxiety. But they don't have
They do have some anxieties for sure. I mean,
you say that about dogs and stuff, but they don't. They're not really thinking thoughts about the future and how it might be bad. They're not doing that.
Yes, not at all.
Right.
Now, I
wish I was dead.
That might be
years.
Very close to uniquely human to be able to think about the possible futures and not like them with dread.
Logan, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be? This is probably an icebreaker at your job earlier today, right?
Maybe something like that. Well, I wouldn't want to be because that would be so boring.
How do you know?
No way.
Like, boring.
What's sleep boring? All day?
Yeah.
To be a whale, you mean? Or you're talking whales specifically or something else?
All of them.
Yeah, all animals. They do sleep a lot.
Well, they sleep a lot. But you like, your life is so purposed. There's only like two or three things you have to do. And it's all you can do, all you care about.
Well, maybe sleeping's better than wake.
I would say that kind of goes against what we talked about earlier, where it seems like animals, their sole reason for living is to continue living.
Correct. Well, that's what I'm saying. Their instinct is survival.
That sounds
terrible.
That's the part. That's
if you like living, though.
That's the turnoff for life.
You want to continue to live because it's good to live. And so you keep wanting to and you keep doing that. And anybody that didn't, any animal that didn't want to live, didn't have to. But the ones that like it are here.
Yeah.
Well, and I was going to say this. I don't think, I would go as far to say that I don't think any animal, non-domesticated animal, has anxiety, experiences what we think of as anxiety. And I would even say that domesticated animals only have something like similar to a anxiety or something like a dog would do is because of humans only.
Well, I think a lot of that stuff is anthropomorphized, but like, I mean, I would say anxiety is probably similar to fight or flight, which all animals possess.
Right.
So I would say
only in the moment as a response to something, not because they're projecting out what if they fail out of college and mommy's mad at me and stuff like that.
No predictive stresses. Right. Or
Now check this out. This is from Wikipedia. While it has not been proven that non-human animals do or even can commit suicide, many animals behave in ways that seem suicidal. Like they don't eat when they have grief or stress.
Well,
and some social insects have been known to defend their colony by sacrificing themselves. You know,
that's not, like, I don't find either of those suicidal, really. Though.
Yeah.
No.
That is
but I mean,
strange,
if you walked
though.
Out to the forest and saw a deer with a gun to its head, I mean, that would be something. I mean,
there is a point when a rat, if you're putting a rat in water where it can drown, where it does actually, there's a moment where it does choose to give up, though.
Wow,
where
man.
It says, I don't try to swim more. Do you know what I mean? Like where it could, but doesn't.
But it's so, that's like
a will to live, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right, right.
That's almost reasoning.
They're just tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is strange because animals, there are animals who can't act sad.
There is giving up, you know.
Yeah. There is some, yeah. You know, they show like an old male lion or something that digs a hole in the middle of the grasslands and dies there. But I mean, they sense what's about to come. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's really giving up. I think it's more just like laying down in your bed and just going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, it is strange though that animals can be sad, but I still think that's probably projected by humans or something.
The elephants show a lot of real sadness. That you know, elephants are the ones that they have the clearest illustration. You could, I don't know, I can't explain it. You could look it up, but elephants have pretty severe grief. You know,
yeah,
yeah.
It's interesting.
That scene in Dumbo, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's what I saw. I thought it was a documentary, but it might have been.
It was
Dumbo.
A documentary.
I think it might have been Dumbo.
Yeah. It was the remake too that just came out a couple of years ago. Now here's another question here. It's some kind of like urine the water or whatever. How long
urine water?
Urine water.
Urine water.
Or it's the end of the world, like, you know, Walking Dead or something like that. Do you think you try to stay alive or do you give up? Say your
absolutely
whole family.
Absolutely not. I can't deal with those. I don't watch those shows because that whole mindset is so foreign to me. I would off myself immediately.
Really?
I have no. What's the point?
You wouldn't. You don't think you would have some kind of renewed like just to me, the thing that would get me is, oh wait, all the bullshit is gone, and now it literally is just survival. Like find food, find shelter, stay alive. That feels no anxiety to me. That feels like a minute. All
I
the
think
crazy
you would feel
bullshit
really alive and really motivated, and
like
you
an
would
animal,
actually. I think you would feel like. I think you would get brain states that felt somehow very fulfilling. I do believe that. Motivating and positive, I think.
This might be a crazy blanket statement, but I would say that all anxiety stems from lack of purpose.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
But if your purpose, you would have
lack
a lot
of clear
purpose.
Like
if you felt some people around you needed food or something, you like it, you know, that thing that makes you go into battle because of your family back home as sacrifice, that probably feels fucking great.
Oh,
there's no way that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Like whatever the warriors do before they really go storm the whatever they got to do, or defend the castle as the whatever comes. That your brain gives you what you need to do that. So it must be something serious that it gives you.
Yeah.
Logan, you don't think you'd be a good warrior?
Well, yeah, of course I would. I'm a physical specimen.
I mean, you could handle yourself, but if you didn't care.
Like, you've been in a lot of fist fights, and when you do, you feel great, right? Not bad. You don't feel, ouchie, I don't want the ouchie. That's not how you feel. You feel like good.
Ouchie.
Well, it feels amazing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. What about if you had a sword?
No, I'm not interested in the high stakes.
And you were saving my life with a sword. You know how good that would feel? If I was on the ground and somebody's going to kill me and you used a sword to save me.
No. You're totally contradicting yourself here. You're contradicting yourself because you just said you wouldn't do that because it's higher stakes. But you don't care about living.
Yeah, so just use the sword and love it.
If you could go out by fighting and then you might die.
Yeah, going out fighting
would
be
so that would be
so
the most
great.
Intense, awesome thing ever.
No, I think you're right on that. But here's the deal. I just don't want the continued struggle.
Day in, day out.
That sounds horrible. I want to goof off. You can't goof off at end times.
That's true.
I think it would. Okay, let me make the argument. There might be some really good goofing off.
There could be.
Well, you make a joke and everyone's like,
you know, the world's over. You're just, you and me are sitting outside the camp and we're supposed to like watch the fucking gate again and we're goofing off. That might be pretty good goofing off.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great goofing off. But I would say that those moments are few and far between.
Yeah.
Because everyone's so focused on living.
Yeah.
That then they're like, cut the shit, Logan.
What if
we need to
the
get
end
serious.
Of the world, our friend group, you know, it was like, serious live or die time. You think we would joke less?
Not way less. I mean, maybe not less at all.
50% less?
Not.
I don't think so. I think barely less. I think 100%. We'd still just be joking.
Like, probably.
I've actually thought about it. I thought that was I had that TV show idea. What a cool TV show! Because I love The Walking Dead. I've watched all those. I'm watching a zombie show right now. It'd be so funny for just if it was a group of people and they were just like the same as The Office, but it's apocalypse. You're just cutting up, or you know what I mean? Like, it's just funny, and you just, I mean, if you didn't change at all, but there is the apocalypse, kind of like a Shaun of the Dead in a way, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like that movie or whatever. But I just think that would be, yeah, I wouldn't want to not cut up. Like, I feel like it would be so heavy, you'd want to cut up all the time. I mean, you would do hilarious things to zombies. Imagine the things you would do to them. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's sick as fuck, but you would do that. You would
the line
really messed up shit to them.
Yeah, the line would move, and there would be so many people who are super sensitive to jokes about, you know, getting eaten by a zombie or whatever it is. But then, obviously, we just keep pushing the boundaries, I guess, no matter how far the line goes.
I feel like we would get in trouble constantly.
No doubt.
Yes.
Have you guys seen that show Northman?
Yes.
What you were talking about of. Kind of reminds me of that. That's kind of like The Office, but in Viking times.
Yeah.
It was so awesome.
It's pretty funny.
And they fight naked at the end with swords.
That part I don't remember.
Wait, I don't think y'all are talking about the same show.
Oh, you're not talking about...
You're talking about a movie, Devin. The movie we saw.
That movie was bullshit.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought it was
terrible. It was so good.
I thought it was terrible. No, there's a show that I watched on Netflix called Northman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's a TV show. It's like a half hour comedy. It's Viking times, but it's like The Office. So there's like jokes and stuff. It's pretty funny.
So go ahead.
I'm just curious here. When I'm talking about Viking times like The Office, you still thought I was talking about that movie?
You said Viking times and the title was Northman.
Yeah.
That is the movie.
That is the movie.
I said,
so how could I not be confused?
The Northman.
What?
I said Northmen.
Sorry.
Northmen.
I heard Northmen.
But Well, the movie starring Alex Skarsgård.
Yeah. Yep.
Very similar to The Office. And they fight naked at the end, just like The Office.
But I don't see Northmen anywhere. Are you sure you're saying the right name?
Did you make that up?
I
think you made it up.
Okay. Pardon me. I apologize. Norseman.
Norseman. Now the truth comes out.
Yeah. I mean, you were kind of going hard.
Boy, is my face red. Hey, guys, I am so sorry.
Norseman.
That's from your healing mat. That's why your face is red.
Okay. Well, it is. It's on and charging.
Wait. So the bite is. So this show you're talking about is like The Office, but Vikings?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
similar to your idea.
It's pretty funny.
Here's what I'll say for sure. We were on this cruise last week. Sorry you didn't get to go, Logan. We thought about
inviting
you.
Thanks for letting me know about it.
Well, we thought about inviting you, but then we were like, he might be dead. So we're gonna give him a ticket.
We thought you'd be
we thought you might not
sink. Yeah. Sink if you're on the boat.
No. Yeah. Like sink. I said, sink. I would never do that with my friends around.
That's true.
I don't want
your name did come up as a possible guest.
Yeah, we were very close.
I mean, your name you did make the top.
That means so much to me, guys. Thank you. Thank you for almost inviting.
That I almost went.
Yeah.
You are this close. And that means a lot to us. And I'm glad it means a lot to you. But anyway, we're on this cruise. And this is what I'm saying. We didn't really, our phones didn't really work. There was some Wi-Fi, but barely. And so I just didn't use my phone or wasn't connected to the world for, 4 days. And it really was better. Like, yeah. I am not joking. Now, I'm immediately back on my phone. I immediately, whatever that, it is an addiction. I am addicted to my phone, or maybe addiction isn't even the right word. It is me. My phone is me at this point. I think it's everybody's phone is them at this point. Like, it's
that's
not.
That's a good way. That's better. I actually like that language. Yeah,
it's not something separate, right? So, but if the end of the world happened, and the phones were gone, my life would improve. Maybe I'd be more scared that I could die, but I'm scared all the time I'm going to die anyway. of some weird disease that I saw on Medicalpedia or whatever, you know. It's just, I mean, the apocalypse is very like enticing to me because I think my life would improve. I don't think it would get worse. It'd be harder, and there would be some things like not having, you know, running water or a hospital or, you know, whatever it might be. But I'm saying just not having my phone and having to be present and around people really made my brain better.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Better. You might wouldn't be necessarily negative to dice roll and wake up as a child in 4th century Mongolia.
Right.
Maybe you would be better.
I think in apocalypse, yeah. Logan probably will want to live. I think you the world that we live in right now, it's unsustainable. It's terrible. We have more pressure than anybody that has ever existed because we know everything. I mean, I know what's happening in the Ukraine, but also know what's happening across my street. Also know what's happening in Washington, D.C., or what's happening.
You pretty much only know the bad stuff, you know, that's happening everywhere. Yeah, you know, and almost nothing good that's happened. Like, right. The joy that's occurring constantly, you're not getting any of that.
None of that, because it doesn't sell. It doesn't make it doesn't sell ads. It doesn't capture any attention. All negative captures your attention, and that's how everybody operates now. That's the way, like, everybody tries to make everything seem awful and then provide you a product that will maybe fix it or not. I mean, that's what all medicine is, right? I mean, we are more medicated than anybody in the history of the world, and everybody else was worse off than us. But, I mean, we just can't. Whatever we're doing right now, it is not sustainable. It's bad. I mean, we have to be medicated just to live in this society, right? I mean, you have to be. That's wild to me. Like, and it's not that we're so fucked up. It's like that our whole culture now is fucked up. You just can't even handle it. I mean, I was thinking about my kids, like what they're growing up with and experiencing and going through is even tougher than what I went through. And we do have way more wealth and riches. My kids are way more wealthy than I even was, and I'm way more wealthy than my parents were, but not happier. We're just more aware of all the shit that's going to get taken away or die or hurt you, or you're going to, you know, all that stuff. It's just not fun living these days.
Well, that's what I always kind of think about.
Like, that's where you and Logan agree.
Yeah, I agree with Logan.
Well, that's why I always kind of think about the third world countries that there's so much of our, and I'm not saying it's not great to help people get food, of course, you know, but, and you don't want people to starve, but I have a strong sense that those people are better off than we are a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, we're helping them, and I don't know if they really need our help.
What are we trying to make them? Yeah. What are we trying to
make them? We're trying to make them more like us.
Yeah.
And they don't need to be more like us. I know. They need to be who they are, and they're probably way better off. So it's a weird thing. Like, you always have this sense of, like, we need to make people get to our level of privilege in life. But I don't necessarily think that's a good thing.
Like, they got to be like white girls on a mission trip.
Right.
Need some of that.
I mean, that's what's funny. Like, you know, just growing up Christian, I remember so many people, like, going on mission trips, and it literally was just like a bunch of white people go somewhere for a week to feel good in another country that they don't really experience what it's like to be in that country, because they get the very best of that country. You know what I mean? The safest, best rooms. They get to go see the cool sights and all that stuff. And then maybe they help build a roof for a day or something, you know what I mean? But and maybe that's changed, and I'm being pretty cynical here, but like, there is something with, oh, we just want to feel good that we're doing something good, right?
Well, like, for sure.
Same way with our recycling, because I put the recycling in the blue trash can instead of the black trash can in my garage, I did something good, man. That's pretty fucking cool of me, but it means nothing. And if you really dig into the details, it's really nothing.
It actually is nothing. Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
But I like feeling good.
And I think it's funny, when I was still in the dating pool, one of the
You took yourself officially out of the dating pool?
You're out of it?
I'm retired.
Really?
Yeah.
Logan, I'm back in it.
Officially.
Did you know that?
No.
Logan didn't know.
I am divorced.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I figured Matt might have been too, because Bridget hit me up asking me what I was doing on Thanksgiving weekend, because she's taking a trip by herself on Thanksgiving.
She's going to Portland the weekend after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I was like, he's going to hook up.
No, I know. Toby, I'm retired.
Wow. You're not even going to date ever? What? No, I mean, you're open to it. If something happened, you're not even open to it?
I'm out.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I'm now, retired.
Is hookups included?
No, my wiener is for paying only now.
What? Wiener is for peeing only.
Yeah. Wow.
That's not true.
It is.
You are a man of your word, but I have a hard time believing that.
I do too. I mean, you used to love double D's. I mean, you just talk about them all the time. And you're going to tell me a nice set of double D's walks into, you know, somewhere you're at, a coffee shop you're at, says, "Hey, how you doing, young fella?" Ah, that wiener isn't just for peeing at that point.
No, peeing only.
Let me give you a scenario.
Yeah, give it some down.
You're at one of your health and well-being places.
Yeah.
Health and wellness, you know, regular place, just after a spin cycle.
Yeah.
Sure.
Spin class.
Yeah.
Then... You know, you're just kind of, you're a little tight, you're a little stiff. Yeah. You know, you need to stretch a little bit.
Yeah.
Climb in there in that massage room.
Uh-huh.
You know, get a little lotion on you. Yeah, they might have toweled you off first so you don't feel sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
You get a little lotion.
So now, is he naked?
That oil on
he's
your back
naked,
a little
right?
bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's more comfortable naked.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're getting massaged, right? Yeah. You're naked.
Right. Well, a little towel over your bottom.
Yeah. But his wiener's poking through because that hog pokes through.
She's using the elbow, you know, the elbow down the middle of the back. She's really in it. Then she kind of gets on the back of that leg, you know, that quad area. Gets a little close to the wiener.
Oh, the balls.
Coming between the thighs.
Yeah.
You can tell, that might have been intentional.
Mm.
And then you want to go ahead and flip on your back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll flip over.
And then the hardest rock cock ever, poking straight up.
And then she gives you the option. Hey, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
You're going to say no. You're not going to say no.
Okay. I'll give you one example.
Oh, God.
I accidentally went to get a massage from a happy ending massage parlor. I did not know that. And I
didn't know
it
was.
And I said, "No, thank you."
Said, "This is for peeing only."
Wow.
Did you tell her that?
Well, I didn't say that because she did not speak English. But she offered. I said, "No, thank you."
Wow.
Well, it was one of those, just
to prove it, what was the address of that place or where was it? Where was the location? Just so we know.
It's in Portland. No, it was one of those things where I went with a friend and we were sitting there and I was like, "I think this might be a happy ending spot." It was a girl who was visiting me from Idaho. And then the first thing that the masseuse did when we got in the room and I'm laying down is she hopped onto the massage table and straddled me and just started massaging, but grinding my butt. I was like, "Okay, now I know it is." And so then the opening move
was she got on top of you.
That was the beginning of the massage.
And then I was like, "This is so weird. I'm just going to deal with it." But in my head, I'm like, "No boner, no boner, no boner." It was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah. Well, that's respectable. I admire you.
Retired.
You know? Retired.
Our buddy from college, he was on his honeymoon and they went to, I think it was Japan, and they were staying at this super nice hotel and it was their honeymoon. And he went down, they both went down and got massages, but it was like different rooms or whatever. And at this very expensive ritzy motel on his honeymoon, the masseuse at the end of the massage was like, happy ending? And he was like, well, no, but also it would be all. And he said no, but he was on his honeymoon because he was, you know, so unlimited getting laid already on stuff. But yeah, still, it was intriguing because you're like, well, they just like, this person is just going to do this. Like, they massaged all my muscles, and now they're going to massage this one other thing.
Special muscle.
Yeah, yeah. And your wiener isn't a muscle. What is it? Your wiener's just, it's an appendage, but what, it's not a, I mean, what is it classified as?
Well, it has muscle in it.
Yeah.
It's a dong sep?
It's known as a dong, scientifically.
Yeah. Dong is the medical term.
Yeah.
The quadradong. The wiener is weird that it, I mean, I guess.
Well, here, let's look.
On the body, a dong and a vagina are just so bizarre, right? Like, they're completely bizarre when you think about beauty and what we think of as beauty, like a beautiful sunrise, animals, like we said, you know, a newborn baby.
Okay.
Beautiful, all this stuff. Body, you know, getting in shape, muscles, all that stuff. And then you can work out as hard as you want. You can do everything, and your whole body could be the most physically fit possible, but you still just have a dong or a vagina. There's, you know what I mean? Like, you can't work out your vagina or your dong. There's nothing you can do,
yeah.
And it's the most important thing to life on Earth. There's nothing more important to life than our dongs and our vaginas, and they are just horrifically unattractive. There's nothing like, nobody, no dick pic has ever been sent, and everybody's like, beautiful. Wow. That's so awesome. No vagina pic. You know what I mean? Maybe you think it's hot because you could have sex, but not, like, if you just saw that, if you never had seen a penis or a vagina ever, and then somebody said, hey, I want to show you something, and they showed you a picture of both of them, you'd be in shock. You would cry. You would scream. It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing you could see. Right?
So
like, imagine never having seen those.
I found a website, 5 penis facts.
Okay.
These are 5 penis facts you probably didn't know. One, I think we all know this. You can break your penis.
Yeah, I know that.
There are no bones in the penis, but the tubes that fill with blood during an erection can burst. Blood pours out of them inside the penis and causes a very painful swelling. That's horrific. Mm. Men have several nighttime erections. That I did know.
Yeah.
On average, a healthy man has 3 to 5 erections during a full night's sleep. And guess what? From what from a documentary I watched, apparently vegans have more nighttime erections than meat eaters.
That's propaganda. Is
it? Very,
that's
very
vegan
likely.
Propaganda.
Very likely. Penis length is not linked to foot size. So big feet do not equal big weenie. Small penises make big erections. Shorter penises increase more in length than longer ones when they become erect. And then, last but not least, the penis is not a muscle.
But it has a Kegel muscle.
Wow. That's it, kind of inside, though.
That's inside, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more your, like, near your
it's just a
area,
sponge
right?
that fills with blood.
Just a sponge?
Well, I mean... The penis is a kind of sponge that fills with blood when a man is sexually excited. Blood builds up inside.
Or sleeping
cylinders.
After not having eaten meat.
Yes, according to the documentary.
Is it a sponge like your tongue? Is your tongue? But your tongue's a muscle.
Your tongue's in your muscle,
but,
yeah.
But it's kind of spongy.
Not.
But you can't really flex or work out your penis. But you can do a Kegel exercise.
And you can't really move your penis. When it's erect,
would you it kinda, just you can. You can make it swing up with that Kegel thing.
Sure, but you're not, like, you can't.
It itself doesn't flex like your bicep.
Yeah.
Right.
It so can't contract. The tissue, the penis tissue is not contractible. Like a muscle contraction you can do.
Correct.
And it's weird. Yeah. There's just nothing you can do with them, though. They just are where
they
are.
Only meant for one thing.
Like, you can definitely take
two things,
steroids or anything, and get huge chest and abs, and you can work out, you can do all this stuff. But your wiener and your vagina, that is what you got. And they are horrifically ugly. But also, I'm used to them and I love them. I look at them all the time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to
look
at.
It is interesting, though, because a lot of the animal kingdom, their wieners are kind of hidden until they become erect. Ours is just kind of dangles there and gets bigger.
Yeah.
So it's weird because, you know, dogs, you're like, oh, I can't even tell hardly. And then that little pink lipstick comes out.
Oh, the
that's
lipstick.
The number one reason why I would never get a male dog. I don't want to deal with the Red Rocket ever.
Yeah. We have a male dog, and I think I've only seen his wiener once. It never comes out. It just never, maybe it's just doesn't care or something, but it never happens. But
is he neutered?
Weird. Yeah. Well, maybe that causes some of it. But, I mean, neuter dogs usually still, their wieners will come out. But it's funny, too, like what you said, the wiener, like a man, if he gets excited, blood from our bodies shoots to our wieners and makes it hard. Isn't that just so bizarre? Like that's just wild. Do you remember like when you were in high school and you just got unreal amounts of boners all the time and you had to like hide it?
Unlimited.
And you had to control it or something, you know what I mean?
Waistband.
Yeah.
That was a game changer when I discovered that.
Oh.
Yeah, you could put it in your underwear.
That was big.
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't your fault. And you're just trying to figure it out. And like, especially growing up, like, uber conservative Christian, nobody even told me about it. I just was ashamed of it. I mean, I'd kill to have that many boners these days. Imagine if you could have that many boners today. You'd just be like, hell yes. That'd be fucking amazing. Yeah. But back then, I was ashamed of it and was praying it would go away. Stop. I'm in English class.
But naturally speaking, you should have been having the most sex of your life then.
Yes. Yeah. That should have been the time where I was populating the earth. I was probably the
most
potent.
That's what you were supposed to
my
do.
Wiener. Yeah. Not now.
You were supposed to be having sex with multiple women a day when you were 15.
Yes. Of course. That the way God intended it. But, I mean, that is true, right?
I feel like any other podcast I would be listening to would then go into an ad for Hims or something like that. Where's your sponsorship?
Yeah.
Great. That was a great segue. Yeah. It was just wasted segue.
Marriagesupply.com, home of the best sex toys on earth. Use code all over for 10% off. Marriagesupply.com is about really focusing on giving you teenage boners again.
Sex toys for teens.
Yeah. Well, no, Matt, you misunderstood.
What did I say wrong?
It's not for teens.
No.
But you will feel like a teen with your boner.
Got it. Yeah. So if you are 15 or so, you can or can't go to the website.
No. If you're 15, you can't go to the website at all. We do not want, if you're under 18, we don't want you on marriagesupply.com. But if you are older, and
but if you want to pretend like you're 15 to
yes to now you're talking yes.
okay still wanna, that's weird.
Yeah, wait, is that work both
no,
ways?
No,
like
no, it's
girls
not weird.
And boys
I don't like talking about girls and boys. That's not the conversation I really want to have with Marriage Supply. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, how about this? Marriage Supply helps
teen,
you feel
teen
youthful again. It captures that desire and youthful energy you used to have, but you are a full-fledged consenting adult.
Okay.
Right?
Nailed it. Yeah.
So,
that might be
the tagline, Marriage Supply. We help you feel young and youthful again, even though you are definitely not in your teens and you are an adult who consents to sex. You can feel good again.
Yeah.
Marriagesupply.com.
Got it.
I mean, I feel like that is probably the catchiest jingle I've ever heard. That'll be going through my head for the rest of the evening.
Well, so Logan, I guess we haven't talked. Yeah. I am divorced now. It's pretty, you know, it's fairly recent.
Do you have a paper signed?
Yeah.
Like
that's
it's official?
All kind of a, yeah. It's yeah. All that stuff. Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, I know.
I would say,
how do you think I feel?
I would say out of anybody I know, you've over the years, I would have considered you the most obsessed with your wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the podcast, folks. We'll see you later.
But side note, do you have
yeah, change the subject.
Phone number?
Yeah.
I think I've changed my mind about
it. Apparently, it's not just for peeing
coming out
anymore.
Of retirement. There's one day could get him back.
Might be the one lady. You might be the one dude that she would date, probably for sure. But it is interesting because I did go on a dating site. And the second, my biggest fear happened. The second person I talked to said, "You're not Toby from Emory, are you?" I'm like, "No, you gotta be fucking kidding me."
That's your fear? It seems like that would be
no.
I don't want that.
No, that's not. I don't want that. That's it's so. The person was really nice, and to be honest, it's just exploratory. I'm not really, you know. I don't know anything about what I'm doing. This is super weird. Like, I haven't dated anybody in over 20 years, and I haven't had sex with anybody different in over 20 years. And
you mean Jess ever?
Jess is the only person I've had like serious, actual penetrative sex with. Like, I fooled around some, but penetrative sex. So the next person I have sex with, if I ever do, might be like Logan. Maybe it's just for peeing these days. Will be the second person I've had sex with, and I'm 46 years old.
Nerd alert.
I know. What is that? I mean, that sex can't be good, right? That's not going to be like mind-blowing sex for whoever my partner is. It's not like, oh, man, this is fucking awesome. Second person, that it's not good. Like, the purity culture that I grew up in really screwed me over. Like, yeah. I didn't fuck, Toby, and it fucked me.
My advice is tell her that while, like, right before you put it in.
Yeah.
You know, you're the second lady I've had sex with.
Yeah.
First one was my wife.
Yeah.
We make and it now, it's you. Now you can make a t-shirt then, that says purity culture right. Fucked me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Meritsupply.com.
I didn't fuck, it fucked me. That's really true. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, what, second person I ever have sex with, 7 seconds later, I'm like, man, feel so different now. You're the second person I've had sex with. I mean, I do feel very awkward and uncomfortable. Like, I'm not.
No, that must be wild. That must be a wild place to be.
It really is. Like, I mean, mentally, emotionally, I'm just, there's a lot to figure out about myself. So I'm not really rushing anything. I don't know. I drank a couple beers the other night and was like, I'll just see what these apps are. And I just got on one. I'm not saying which one because I don't want people going on there and fucking around with. That's what I'm saying. Like, people, I'm a
farmers
dumbass.
Only Christian Mingle.
Yeah, yeah. It's Farmers Only. Don't tell them that, man. That is what it, no. That's so funny. I didn't even know that. That is one Farmers Only.
Sure. Yes, the Farmers Only. You've seen the commercials.
I don't remember. Maybe I have. I don't remember. I didn't even know that.
Do you think they'll do an emo, like an emo specific dating site?
I'm sure there are so many of those damn things that I imagine that there's probably something like that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, there has to be. But anyway, it's a whole new world. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have chatted with some people and it's been really awesome. Like, it is interesting to feel, it sounds so stupid, but like attractive, or there is some sexuality, some chemistry stuff that, because of being married, you're like, and I think Matt is the one that said this, but like, you know, you're in a mind meld with somebody else about all decisions, all policies that you enforce, the way that your lives are run, the kids, all this stuff. And so to be in a situation where somebody doesn't know you that well and you can surprise them or they surprise you with conversation or whatever is wild.
To be clear, I didn't say that that's everybody who's married. That's that, but that's you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's some people that are married that are not in that.
Yeah.
They're just individuals married to another person that have very clear separation from them or boundaries or whatever.
And I'll be a little honest and vulnerable here. I talked with one lady and she was so awesome. And she, we were just talking, but it was very real. And we both were really honest with each other and everything. And she does, you know, her, she just doesn't date anybody that's fairly newly divorced. Not that she wouldn't ever, but she, that's just kind of her thing. Cause she just says, you know, the, oftentimes the, that she's found that the wound is still a little open or, that person doesn't know exactly what they want or, you know, and she kind of knows what she wants. And she was really great about that. And I realized, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't totally know me either, like what I want or what I should want or what is good for me or for somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, even though I feel healthier and better in lots of ways, I don't know myself completely. So it's kind of a wild time, like fun, but also very educational specifically to me. Like, I am learning a ton about Toby, which I haven't done for a long time because my life was a certain way. Our family, our kids, my wife, our house, our cars, our, you know, handle this, do this, go here for vacation, go to the, you know, and now I'm a single dad. And so it's like, I'm figuring out and learning, this is Toby. This is, you know, or this is what Toby could be too. And maybe that is really him or what he likes or doesn't like or whatever. You know, I mean, like, it's, in some ways it's been awesome having more alone time. You know, like, I was, you know, especially in the beginning, I thought, well, I'll be really lonely. But I've learned that in lots of ways, being by myself is a good thing. Because I'm not by myself. I hadn't been by myself in 20 years. I'm either with my family, three kids and a wife and two dogs, or with y'all on the road. So sometimes sitting at home by myself watching the Packers play or watching a movie that, and nobody else has a say in what movie to watch or what food we're eating or whatever, it's kind of really nice. It's not as, you know, scary, I guess, as I thought it would be. But, right. I mean, obviously there's real downsides too. You know, I mean, I think that's everything. But it's just an interesting time where I'm learning some things and exploring. And so it's I don't think it's fun isn't the right word, but it's exciting to know there will be more life. And that's why, even going back to what Logan said, there, you just can't stop life. And so it'll get you. Like, you will keep living. Like, you say 10 years, but in 10 years, there might be some real amazing things. They're like, well, I want to be around for that or want to do that or whatever. It's just surprising. I know you don't.
I just don't even want to think about that possibility.
Logan, do you think in your lifetime that you did totally know yourself? You think you know yourself? Like, the way Toby's saying he doesn't even know himself, he's got to learn now.
Right.
What about you? Did you learn yourself while you were here so far?
I know myself pretty well.
And how do you find yourself? What?
No, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah, I'm a pretty cool guy.
So you just have lived a life and you're rounding the corner to completing it.
Yes, I'm ready.
And it's been awesome.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's been awesome. I mean, it's been fun.
But you've been awesome.
Oh, I'm awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've...
I'm a great guy.
Trying to complete your life here, and you've been awesome, but the realm that you've been born into, not so great.
Not necessarily. I don't want to make it sound like I'm suicidal or anything. I just don't feel life just isn't that precious to me. Like, I don't need to hold on to it for dear life. Like, when it happens, it happens. I'm not really looking to prolong it. I'm not looking to shorten it. It just is.
Yeah.
Do you think that would have been different if you had, like, had a family and stuff like that? Or absolutely. Is that just not even an option to think about, really?
No, absolutely. If I had somebody that needed me to be there for them, then, yeah, of course my outlook would change. But that didn't happen.
Well, you know, a lot of ladies in Portland listen to this podcast.
Toby, I'm retired.
You wouldn't even just go have a coffee with them? You don't have to give them your wiener. Can you have, you know... Just your wit.
I have plenty of friends.
You don't think somebody could light you up?
No. I think you could be lit up.
No.
You got a lot of pent-up energy. You got a lot.
I can't wait till next time.
Do you know what? I have a lot of pent-up energy. I don't, though, because I do things like spin class that takes everything. I'm basically brain dead after a spin class. I've used it all.
I mean, that's why your butt is so taut. Though.
Yeah, that's
you don't want to let a woman see your taut butt.
No, I mean they can if they want, but that's all they'll get.
So no masturbation either.
Well, I didn't say.
Well, he didn't say.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
You said pee
well,
only,
not just peeing only.
Yeah. Then. Well, that's funnier to say than.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's fair. And, yeah, I expect you to do
but
that.
No masturbation for me. No, I hadn't even gotten. Not done that. I wouldn't. Okay, guys.
Right.
Anyway,
Toby, I actually heard that there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Well, you've been jerking a little boy's wiener off every single day by yourself. You have a small penis. That's what I meant. Well,
you're not helping me get on dates.
Yeah. Old Toby with the pinned in.
I mean, it is weird being a 46-year-old. Just, I mean, not even my wiener. I have 46-year-old balls, and I'm trying to use those. You know what I mean? Like, what is that? I mean, everything about my life is very bizarre right now, and maybe it's, like I said, in some ways, really good, but it's very bizarre. But I don't think I'm gonna cut it off. That's why I can't really buy into you are gonna cut it off or end it. Like, there's just too much going on. Logan, I mean, you are too cool and fun and exciting, and to keep yourself away from somebody else, it doesn't make sense, right?
I'm retired. Like,
but for what reason, though?
Because I don't want it.
But, I mean, is it because you think it could be hurtful? Or
no, I don't care about that.
You could break up or
I'm just not into it. I'm done. I'm done trying. I gave it a good effort. I'm done.
He did what he came to do.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
I'll bet you $100 you're married within 3 months from now.
Okay. I mean, did you say 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I'm done. I don't want it. This is it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you don't want whatever that is in your head, right? You know what I mean? Like, it might be way different than what you think falling in love is.
Nah.
Yeah. That could be true. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to find I found it. Where's our call to action? Because we got to pay a couple bills before we let Logan go. Right?
Anybody? Yep. It's hard to find. You got to look back in the thread.
I can't. I'm looking.
Hold on, let me just try.
I'm scrolling and it's miserable, and I don't even.
You
got to
do the file thing at the top.
What? I'm looking. And I don't see it. It changed to free therapy.
Hold on. Is that it?
And it changed to free.
No, that's the name of the thread.
That is the name of the thread. Where's the CTA, though?
Okay, I got it.
Where about.
You want me to read it?
You read it today.
I'll read it. This is my first ever reading.
Okay. I love it, Devin.
All right, here we go. Well, guys, we're having a Christmas at King State.
Oh, what is that?
No. King State is a collaborative, you know, coffee and beer establishment.
And we're actually we're not at the King State Coffee. Where are we at?
We're going to be at the Brutalist, which is their brewery.
Yeah.
So our buddies Tim and Nate, Under Oath and Amberlynn, they started this a while back. And we're going to be playing a show there on December 2nd.
It's coming up.
Yep, it's going to be like a songs and stories with some Christmas tunes and just normal Emory stuff. But Dave will be playing with us and Chris.
Yep.
So it'll be a lot of fun. I think we're half-ish sold out as of now. So, you know, there's some tickets, but it's
you
pretty
better get
limited.
Them.
So make sure you get them.
You better
EmoryMusic.com. EmoryMusic.com. We're going to be having some Black Friday sales.
Oh, we are.
You guys shop on Black Friday? Do y'all do any of that?
I have before, but it seems really dumb.
I don't go. I'm not saying go out anymore. Oh. Not that nonsense. Just in general, do you looking for online deals or doing all that stuff?
Well, I'm in the market for a 4K TV this year, so I think that I might take a look this year. But historically, no.
What size are we talking?
55.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I won't go less than that.
That's a good size. So you might go up to 70 then, if you find
probably
a good
not.
Deal.
55 is what I'm used to. That's I have a 55-inch TV right now, and I don't think I'd want to go bigger.
No, I'm very familiar with 55 inches. 55 inches. Right. I've lived. No, come on, come on. He's on fire tonight.
That's quick.
That was pretty quick. I mean, a woman would love that. Imagine those jokes just.
Oh, that's the dating site. I figured out the dating site is on moretolove.com.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect weekend hiking trip or the perfect sunset. We cannot promise you'll make a new friend on the trail. It's certainly possible. We just can't guarantee it. And you probably shouldn't force it. But we can promise you this. With over 4,200 hotels worldwide, you can find a warm welcome and a comfortable room right on the way to where you're going. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
All right. So Black Friday, we're going to have a blowout vinyl sale, up to 50% off vinyl CDs. I think we got some tapes, too. No code needed. Sale runs Black Friday through Cyber Monday. We'll get that up. And also, we got custom songs. Toby and I have been working on those pretty hard, and we're about to have to really bear down here pretty quick. We've got a lot left to do, so if you want one, the cutoff is about to happen. So you got to get one of those before it's too late.
Yeah, we're almost to the limit. So if you want a custom song, order today.
Yes, please. EmoryMusic.com once again. And then, like Toby said earlier, marriage supply, all kind of stuff. Just cock rings, lube. What else? Give me another example of something I wouldn't think that's on there.
We got these vibrating eggs. So it's like egg shape. And they might not even be up yet. Well, they'll be up probably by the time you see this.
What's the purpose of the eggs?
So
it has on your butt?
It has a control. Well, it could. One could go in your butt. One could go in your vag or on your balls or whatever you want to do. And so it's like a dual kind of action. And there's different vibrator settings. And then, we got your cock rings. We got your strokers. I just got an email that somebody's asking for some different kind of strokers. Could marriage supply. So I'm going to order some different strokers. And like some that might be automatic where you just put your wiener in it and it does all the work is what I'm talking about.
Ooh,
so that,
good.
You know what I mean? That sounds like
something that could work for Logan.
Yeah, I know. That's you know what I mean. That's what he wants. Yeah.
also, for Black Friday, Marriage Supply is going to have up to 25% off.
Yep.
A collection of Dr. Stormy's favorite toys.
Well,
okay.
And that's Dr. Stormy, her and I do the Sex 101 podcast, and she is just
I've learned a lot from it.
She's phenomenal. She is amazing. I mean, I give her all the credit. I'm just lucky to be there. And so, she went through several of our products and is rating them and recommending what she thinks was best. And so, we're doing 25% off for Black Friday.
Cool. All right. Then you can also join Emery Land. We've had Emery Land. When did we start Emery Land?
19.
That's been
probably 20.
Is it 3 years?
17, 18.
18
for sure. Wow. So 4 or 5 years we've had Emory Land.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
18, yeah, probably.
And it's been awesome. I mean, literally has helped us just sustain as a band. And so you get our whole, basically, just a ton, a catalog of a ton of music that we've released over the past 5 years. And you get this part due, the next part of this podcast, which is part due.
Yeah.
We go, I mean, we talk about some unbelievable stuff.
We get
stuff.
Filthy.
Logan, you going to stay for that or you got to go to bed?
He's probably going to go to tired. Bed.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Shit. Well, fuck it.
So part due, you get that. You get pretty much, you get a discount on merch.
Yeah.
20% off any merch and things like that. So make sure you go to emorymusic.com if you're interested. And we do exclusive music drops. We're about to do a Christmas song and Christmas EP stuff too.
Yes, we are.
And there's just a covers EP we released. So, and also you get your name read on the podcast. Toby, now typically every week people send in some kind of, you know, list of their favorites of something. So what did they send in this week?
Well, this one's interesting and it just happens to coincide with our conversation, which is just purely a coincidence. But you know how Logan read penis facts? These folks sent in their favorite vagina facts.
Oh, V facts.
Yeah, V facts is what we like to call Vax.
Okay.
V-A-C-T-S.
So number one.
Yeah.
Matthew Fur.
Yeah. I like it.
Are you reading the right one? That's not the right names.
Is it not? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I could be.
Oh, my God.
I'm still in the CTA.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Peter, is it?
Fuqua?
Fuqua?
I think so.
Peter Fuqua.
I feel like we've read his name before, but
I feel like these are the right ones, and it's I don't remember having Matthew Fur last week.
Oh, maybe
we didn't.
Well,
maybe she sent two.
I think this
lists.
Is refreshed and new. I think this is it.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, well, Matt, you have a visitor.
Yeah, I do.
Little Encino boy.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Encino.
All right.
Man. Like all right. Well,
Fur.
Matthew
Fur. We'll go with Matthew Fur.
Matthew Furburger. Just like your face, your vagina also wrinkles with age. Did you know that?
No.
The labia may become less plump as estrogen levels wane, and fatty pads in the labia shrink, and less collagen can lead to more sagging, which I'm just going to put this out there. I think is even better. All right.
Scott, wait. This name kind of sounds familiar. Scott's.
I don't remember these names. I think they're fresh.
I remember that name, maybe.
I think it's fresh. That's my guess.
Well, we apologize if it's a double.
It's just a repeat. We'll get to the next people.
I mean, we got a different list of words and our names, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Did you know that some vaginal discharge is normal? I always thought, you know, none of it was normal. But
you thought just total dry, none.
According to Janelle King, having clear, white, mildly scented discharge is totally normal. However, the amount and consistency of the discharge tends to vary from one person to another. Like some people is like a fire hydrant that's been opened up, and the other people are just like a a little dripping sink.
I heard it referred to one time as like someone sneezed in your underpants, and then when I said what. She said, don't worry about it. And so I stopped thinking about it.
I heard
so
that.
I still don't know
about
what
it since.
Yeah, I don't know
but
what it means.
Now
but
I know.
I'm glad she told
after
you.
All these
I can
years.
Get a. I can kind of picture that. I can kind of feel it a little bit, you know. Reese, is it Prideaux?
That sounds right.
Yeah, maybe.
Having an acidic vagina is a good thing. Did you know that? Second, only to your intestines, your vagina contains more bacteria than anywhere else on your body. The good bacteria in your vagina helps balance your pH, and your vagina's pH is 3.8 to 4.5. However, when the pH of your vagina is thrown off, it can lead to itching, burning, unpleasant odor. But sometimes I guess there's pleasant odor or unusual discharge.
That's subjective.
Which is why it's so important not to wash any other area than your outermost labia. That's all you want to do, ladies, where most of your pubic hair grows. Don't wash anywhere else but your outermost labia.
Explain it to them.
This is edutainment.
Make sure they know.
If
somebody make that a sound clip. Toby teaching women how to wash their vaginas.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Clip this, Marshall. It's important not to wash any area other than your outermost labia. Which outermost labia, doesn't outermost labia sound like something in space? Mm-hmm. Man, if we could only make it to the outermost labia, we could
never made it past.
We could populate the universe.
But,
yeah, if only our rockets could get to the outermost labia. But anyway, all right. What's another one?
All right. Sorry, my phone blacked.
Josiah Bibb.
Josiah Bibb.
Did you know that your vagina grows in size when aroused? It's not just the wiener, folks. The vagina
really?
Is nothing if not accommodating, according to Rankin.
The whole vagina?
Yep. The average length of vagina is 3 to 4 inches long. Woo! But it can double in size after arousal.
Double?
Yep. After arousal, wow. The upper portion of the vagina elongates, pushing the cervix and uterus slightly deeper into your body to make room for penetration. And it basically looks like the weird mouth from the Alien movies. You know when the alien comes at the tiny alien mouth comes out of the alien. Mm. That's what the vagina looks like, just inverted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Acidic discharge.
That's how they made the Alien movie. Yeah.
And very acidic.
Yeah. So acidic.
That pH is closer down to 1, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine talking to your lady about her pH? Yo, your pH is off.
Yeah, I think you're down to 2.5, or what's going on?
What is it? Man, you're down to 2.5 or something. Shit. God, now. Fix your pH.
But in this case, you're referring to pH as in pussy hole.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
All right. Last one. Yep. Peter. Well, see, it's Peter Fuqua.
Well.
Yeah, he was on double list. Okay. I don't know.
Your labia may change color during arousal. Do you know that?
Chameleon style?
The color of your vulva.
It's also
which also sounds like space.
Shit.
Yeah, your outer labia and vulva sounds just like something from Star Trek, but it may not be the same color as the rest of your skin. For many, it's darker. And according to Dr. Minkin, the color of your labia can temporarily become even darker during arousal as blood rushes to the area. So you can have a super dark labia. Like tan.
I guess the blood just fills it up.
Yeah.
Darkens it up.
Yeah. The blood just, I mean, I haven't noticed that. I haven't, you know, but I mean, I'm open to all colors. Just am.
Hey, when you guys were kids,
that was it.
So that guy's last name reminded me of this. When you were kids, did you think that in French, fuck you, shithead, was Fuqua Shyster? That's what we always say. We knew French because Fuqua Shyster means fuck you, shithead. I'm sure it doesn't, but I think that all the kids in my grade, we were certain that it did.
Shyster, I would have gone more German. It would have felt more German.
Yeah.
We'll be a French shithead.
I mean,
French
don't.
Is, you know, merde is shit in French, and fuck you is foutois.
Foutois married.
Foutois?
Oh, maybe what's it was head? Foutois.
Comme si, comme ça.
Oh, well, so maybe we were half smart then.
Je suis la fille à ma butthole. Listen to these last two facts.
That was the best of all time.
Oh, no, that was my brother Gary. were you in Toronto or something?
We were in Boston. Canada.
Was it Boston?
Montreal.
I thought we were in Canada.
No, because we were, just so you guys know, we talked 100%. About this last time I was on the podcast too, but no, we were in Montreal. The next day was Boston. Because we're in Montreal and there was all sorts of French going on, that's where Gary must have gotten the idea, and then he did that. He spoke his version of French to some ladies in Boston.
All right, we're gonna go to part two, but check out these last two vagina facts. This is hilarious. Your vagina may change dramatically after childbirth.
May.
And after childbirth, your vagina needs a breather.
Another PSA on that one.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
Clip out another PSA. Toby, explain after childbirth what the recommendations are.
Ladies, after childbirth, avoid penetration for 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, after giving birth, the vagina needs time to heal. And you may also need to wait longer if you have a personal other stuff going on. and your vagina might have changed dramatically.
You know, Toby, I'll be honest. I'm glad you explained that, because when you said vagina needed a breather, I thought that the lady just shouldn't wear pants for a while.
Yeah. For a couple of days.
So that'd thank awesome you for explaining
if,
that.
If ladies after childbirth were they didn't have to wear pants and they just walked around healing their vaginas, that'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Feel relaxed, actually. Kind of cool. All right. We're headed to part two. We'll see y'all right over there.
I'm going to pee.